This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like infrastructure, meaning the bridges that are crumbling and the roads filled with potholes, perhaps in your nook or cranny, might get fixed, because it depends on how this is all parceled out. But infrastructure is getting closer and closer, meaning actually the Democrats and the Republicans might have an agreement pretty soon on this big infrastructure bill, and you and I won't have to be taxed to death to pay for it. Woohoo! That's the good news at the start of this. You want the negative news? Oh, there's a lot of negative news. And it surrounds COVID-19 and the Delta variant and unvaccinated versus vaccinated and what's happening with the findings about the Wuhan lab before the COVID outbreak and some of the questions about a leak, a potential leak before all of this happened, calling out where did this originate, which we may never, ever, ever, ever know. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I hope, as I always say, that wherever you hail from, there's a little bit of sunshine somewhere in your life anyway. Let's talk about the infrastructure deal first, because all of this bickering, you know, back and forth about what's realistic, what's unrealistic, how are we going to pay for it, what, how do we spend money, the people's money, and all this other nonsense as if they really care, because these are arguments that we've been having for a very long time, right? So $1 trillion. What can you get for $1 trillion? Well, we're close to nailing down what that looks like. And what does that look like? $66 billion for railways, really Amtrak, which hasn't been updated in a long time. $55 billion drinking water, meaning lead pipe in the U.S. $65 billion for broadband internet access nationwide. A lot of people in rural communities, they're stuck or they can't afford connectivity, all that kind of stuff. Really, what is significant is the highways and the bridges and the roads and so much of the money being earmarked for that, right? So where does the money come from? That's what's key. And it's not going to be what we thought initially and what part of the argument was. Instead, it's going to come from leftover coronavirus aid money to collect unpaid taxes on cryptocurrencies is going to be a part of it. And if the math is right, does it add to the federal deficit? I think that would bring some fighting on the floor, or does it not? So the money part is the key part. Raising money through what? I think some of the Republicans were hoping it would be raised through new fees on those who use the infrastructure. The Democrats not excited about that because the everyday Joe or Jane could be hit by that the worst. So that may be the one last tug of war over, okay, specifically the funding. Where are we getting every penny of this? Every penny of this. But it's closer. So the Senate voted overwhelmingly to start debate on the measure. So they've done that. It's crazy how many pages this thing is. It's 2,700 pages. Do you think the people representing you have poured through 2,700 pages? No. Hopefully they have smart aides who are looking at this. You know, that's part of, I think, what the problem is. When legislation is put together, how much time is the bill really talked about or in the office of the individual who has the vote? But that's an argument for another time. So, does this happen with no new federal spending? Does it come from existing planned investments in roads and highways and bridges, which is supposedly one of the details? All right, so while that's all getting figured out on the Hill, the indoor mask rule, is that going to threaten the economics of how you make a living or anyone you care about? Because what about this return to work deal? For some people, I think it's gonna probably upset the return to work thing. But is it going to rock restaurants again? Is it going to rock some small businesses in communities that are stuck because of the indoor mask thing? Is it going to shutter some businesses? Is it going to dissuade some people? Now, it's not mandatory, but it is a about face for indoor mask wearing, right? So with Americans getting set to go back to offices in pretty big numbers, the fear that the ultra-infectious Delta variant could hit you certainly threatens our economic recovery, would have to. So didn't it look like life was smooth and returning back to normal? In fact, people I know went to a big convention and so many of them got coronavirus and said it was not easy to deal with, that they still feel a little out of breath. No, they weren't on a ventilator. Yes, they had been vaccinated, but they really got slammed by COVID-19, the Delta variant, because of how super contagious it is. So 16 months after the pandemic first crushed the economy, or put a hole in it anyway, our crisis is not done. And remember, there was the decision to relax the mask requirements as of mid-May. So now, full speed ahead with Delta variant, and there's concern about crowded offices. Employers have scheduled people going back to the office in September. Today, one of my best pals, who works for a very big corporation, told me that they are going into the office 2 days a week, and now it's uncertain they might not go back because of the Delta variant. And then what does that mean? They're thinking of ditching a building that they're in, so getting rid of commercial real estate, and then who gets affected by that? And so then the dominoes start to fall. I mean, is it manageable? Is it unmanageable? The anxiety, I think, has ratcheted up once again in the country. And decisions to wear masks and not wear masks, and signs are going up again that if you're not vaccinated, I've seen in a couple businesses, we strongly suggest that you wear wear a mask. Cancellations for vacations that people were starting to book are happening because some of these tourist areas were rebounding, but now people are rescheduling trips, canceling trips. A lot of times I take the show on the road and speak. A lot of companies are canceling speaking engagements because they feel it's too risky in the fall because of now what we're seeing. And, of course, the worst thing is that we're seeing a return to hospitals being crowded again where there's not a lot of beds left, and so much of this is filled up with young people who are in hospitals because of the Delta variant, and most of them are not vaccinated. Vaccinated or not vaccinated, masked or not masked, isn't this the same thing we've been talking about for 16 months? Meet you on the flip side.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
With technical maestro for the show, Eric Salazar. He's in our virtual, not green room, our virtual control room. He joins us now. So give us a, kind of paint the picture for us. What does the control area look like where you are?
It looks like a little cubicle, pretty much.
Except, well, that doesn't sound exciting.
It's not. It's not really. I mean, if I'm being honest, you know.
I like that. If I'm being honest, it's just kind of a cubicle. Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. People that are listening to us, radio, like television even in so many ways, and how technology is now, is theater of the mind. So people always think that you're in these opulent, incredible studios, and I've been in both in my life. Here I am in the biggest city in the world, in New York City, and the studios were no great shakes. I was in Dallas, Texas, and it was like a palace. You know, yeah. It was built into the ballpark at the time in Texas, and it was incredible. So I've been in both. And the key thing is you just need the equipment.
Exactly. I mean, if we made it look fancy and cool and stuff, I mean, it'd be pointless, right?
Right, because no one sees it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy to think of. All right, so this or that, when people try to get a hold of you, because now there's so many ways for people to get a hold of you, which is more annoying, texts or IMs?
What is IM?
Instant message.
From like AOL or what?
From AOL.
That's what I think of when I think of IM.
I know.
Instant message, like, as far as what, like Facebook?
Because I'm not really... Facebook. Facebook stuff comes up instant message.
Okay, yeah, I'm not on there. So
good for you.
Yeah, all I do is text or email. I mean, that's pretty much it.
And you don't care? Texts are good.
Yeah, texts are fine. I'm not super good. Like, if I get blown up, like, I'm not good at like, responding or, like, holding conversations via text. You know? I'm getting more into email. I think I'm getting older. Like, I'm getting more into email.
So email's better. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, email. I love it. So it's the opposite for me. Texts are good, but kind of like you, I'm not very good at conversations of text because I don't want to sit there and text for 20 minutes about something stupid. Oh, really? So you saw that movie and that movie was good and then you think you should watch Schitt's Creek again? Oh, and so-and-so was nominated for an Emmy. Oh, and what did you think of the NFL game? I mean, and so people, I drop off. So I'm a drop-off. So what happens if someone texts me, I answer them back. Boom. And that's it. I'm gone. And then it's like, whoa, where'd you go? Where'd you go? I'm trying to find you because I'm not going to do that. I'm like you. I don't want to be on technology all day long texting people.
Yeah, and some people do. Are better at it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like faster fingers or like
yes.
coordination or something.
Yes, they do it. Isn't that funny? And I know a lot of people like that with Facebook. I don't like it because then somebody sends me something and I don't respond. I don't even see it until it's however long, you know, down the road.
And then you feel bad sometimes. I do.
Yeah, I feel bad because mine is always late because I'm not checking that. I don't check it at all. Okay, so we've determined that we are not like the rest of the world. AirPods versus old school, you know, AirPods or earbuds. You know, where you stick it in, you still have the wire, connect it to your phone or whatever. Which are you, this or that?
I'm sorry, what are AirPods?
AirPods, I love that I just crush you in technology. What is the age difference between us? AirPods are, they're always constantly talking about them. You just stick them in your ear, and you see people walking around with them, and they have no wires, nothing.
Oh, okay,
they're just,
yeah.
That's what AirPods
like,
are.
Okay, I call them like, all right, I didn't know that was the popular term for it. But yeah, I have the Dr. Dre Super Beats Pro, the $200 ones, like, but yeah, there's the ones that like hook onto your ear and then go inside your ear, like your earbuds.
Right, like your earbuds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably like AirPods. That's me too. I have the AirPods. But the AirPods used to be when they first came out, AirPods were for people listening, getting, you know, going somewhere and listening to their music or whatever. They used to be super expensive. And now I think you can get them and they're not quite as expensive. Like the Apple AirPods were $250, something like that.
I think they're worth it. Like the ones that I got, they were like almost $200, but they're worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah. Somebody, I had a deal, so I got it, and I don't remember how much it was, but it was like an incredibly shocking deal, and it's totally worth it. Yeah, I have them too, so I don't have to, I'm not looking around for the wire, I'm not, you know, I just don't have all that hookup. You just plug it in, it's charged, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, you just gotta make sure they're charged.
Right, exactly. Since there's probably not going to be very much pork in California starting at the beginning of the year, it made me think, are you this or that, bacon or sausage guy?
Bacon.
Bacon, me too. So do you like sausage, but it's just not, you're just not getting the sausage. You're always going to go for the bacon.
I used to like sausage more, or I don't know. Growing up, like, my older brother would always get, like, prefer sausage, so I would just do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm an adult, like, I think I like bacon better. And it just tastes better, and apparently it's, like, a little better for you, right?
Yeah, it's healthier.
Yeah.
Right. It's healthier because it's less cows and supposedly it's healthier. But either way, the interesting thing is in California, you're not going to, if they go by what they voted into law, you're not going to be able to get bacon in California, which is so crazy that that might disappear at the beginning of the year. They're calling it the pig rule. Because of more space for breeding pigs. So it was voted on. I mean, they said yes to it. You know, I think people, when they don't think about the laws they're voting for, and I'm not making a judgment on the whole how much space should pigs have or whatever, but national veal and egg producers are optimistic they can meet the new standards in California, but only 4% of hog operations can comply with the new rules. So, because they have to have so much space. So that means, like, all these people in Iowa that normally would be supplying the pork for the bake, you know, the whole bacon thing and everything, to California, they won't be able to do that.
Ah, okay. So
right.
So it's for the pigs. But
so it's for the pigs, for you know, it is. It, well, it's for the pigs, but you're slaughtering the pigs, so let's face it, animal welfare law. But it was voted on, so that's the deal. So it would take effect on January 1st unless something changes. It would make pork harder to find. It's like, wow, you think of how big California is. That is tough.
It's strange.
It is like kind of strange, right?
I mean, if the pigs are happier, then I mean, I'm all for it, I guess.
I'm just thinking the pigs are getting slaughtered, so I'm just thinking, okay, that's how we make bacon, people. So I don't know. It's interesting,
so,
isn't it?
They're not going to be bringing home the bacon as much.
Yeah, that expression. No more bringing home the bacon, but I'm pumped because there's not going to be any bacon, so forget about it. So when you go out to eat in California, you go to like a Denny's, you just get your eggs and your pancakes, but there's none of that. Nothing else, right?
It's like going to be, it's like a living in a different, like on a different planet without bacon. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, living on a different planet. All right, here's a good one. When you, for gas, you know how you have to do self-serve, you have to pump your own gas? So here's the question. Pump your own gas or have it pumped for you? You just pull in, there's an attendant, and poof, they fill it up for you. Full service.
No way, I want to pump my own gas.
Okay, so for this or that, we disagree. I want to just pull up and have somebody just pump the gas. I grew up in New Jersey, and it's still illegal in New Jersey. When I have gone back to New Jersey and pull up to a gas station, I have to remember I used to jump out near my mom's house and try to pump it, and they'd be like, whoa, 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 because you can't pump the gas. They got to pump it for you.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, full service gas stations. Yeah, it's crazy. Cool. All right, another one. Yeah, another one in the books. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Kate.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Sunday night after weeks of negotiations among the group of more than 20. The more than 2,700-page bill includes funding for roads, bridges, broadband, and water systems, with more than $550 billion in new spending over the next 8 years. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a vote on the package could come in a matter of days. And a Belarusian sprinter has accused her country's Olympic team of trying to force her to leave Tokyo after she criticized Belarus's coaching staff on social media. Kristina Timonuskaya says she was taken from the Olympic Village to the Tokyo airport against her will before refusing to board a flight back to Minsk. Activist groups say the sprinter was targeted by supporters of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Timonuskaya was taken from the airport by Tokyo police to a safe place and will reportedly ask for asylum from the Austrian embassy. This is USA Radio News. Florida has become the epicenter of the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Brad Bernards has more.
If you are vaccinated, you have 25 times less chance of getting hospitalized or dying.
Dr. Megan Rainey, Brown University emergency physician. Florida reported 21,683 new cases of COVID-19, the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic, according to federal health data released Saturday. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around a fifth of all new cases in the U.S.
And the U.S. men's national soccer team has won their seventh CONCACAF Gold Cup championship, beating Mexico Sunday night 1-0. The game headed into extra time scoreless and looked to be headed for a penalty shootout before Miles Robinson headed home the winning goal in the 117th minute. With the win, the U.S. avenges a loss in the finals of the last edition of the North American Championship, a 1-0 win by Mexico in the 2019 final. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Well, he has quite a wicked sense of humor. I cannot wait to introduce you to Patty Hayes. And he's joining us, imagine this as you're listening to this, from the UK. Kent is where he is. And his book is Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man. So can you imagine the things that he's seen? If you crack open this book at any point, I'm serious, you will laugh out loud. Patty, thanks so much for coming on.
Nice to be with you.
Let's talk about your career. Did you know that you were going to do this for a living? And then if you look back, and could you have imagined all these experiences?
Absolutely not. I have found at various points, important points in my career, that fate has made the decisions for me rather than me consciously deciding what to do. When I was in the last year or so at school, it became clear that if I tried really, really hard, I might just get to university and be effectively the first of my extended family to get to university. So this was exciting. But of course, question number one is, what would I study if I went to university? And the sexy subject at the time was sociology. So I applied to three universities to read sociology. And all three rejected me without even an interview. Nobody knew quite why, but there you go. So giving up in disgust, I went off with some friends and had a holiday in France. Whilst I was away, one of the universities wrote to me. My father opened the letter and it said, sorry, we weren't able to offer you a place in sociology, but we've got this new course which has been approved a little faster than we thought it would be. It's called Business Studies, the first of its type in the country. Please, if you would care to apply, and we will consider you. Well, my father wrote back in my name saying, Thank you. I accept the place you've offered me in business studies, which of course they hadn't. But 3 weeks later, I started and fate had chosen business studies for me, and fate couldn't have done a better job. And then at the end of my degree, or just close to the end, we were getting career advice, and the lecturers were repeatedly saying, look, whatever you do, don't bother applying to advertising agencies, because the economy is really down at the moment. That means advertisers spend less and less money on advertising, which means the advertising agencies get lower revenue, so they won't be recruiting graduates this year. So what did I do? I applied to an advertising agency, and I got accepted straight away. So once again, fate or my stupidity got me into a career, which again, I really enjoyed. I'm one of the lucky few, I think, who wakes up on a Monday morning and really doesn't feel dread, but feels, you know, a feeling of looking forward to getting back to the office.
And of course, and that goes to the title of your book, Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man. So when I think of penguins and you think of animals and you think of advertising, there are definitely times when you use animals. And I can imagine penguins was the reason why you started with that. What was that like and what shoot was that?
Right. Well, my very first client at my very first agency was a company called United Biscuits, and United Biscuits make penguin biscuits. And the agency was struggling to find an idea for a new TV campaign for penguin biscuits. And I was in one of the very early creative meetings where all the creative department was saying, look, you know, we don't have an idea. We don't know what to do. We're going to lose the business if we don't get an idea soon. And there's me, a new young group graduate, and I said, well, have we ever used or thought of using live penguins? Because they're so cute. They look like little men in dinner jackets. I was told to shut up. So silence again in the room. And then eventually the creative director said, well, maybe there's half an idea in there somewhere. Paddy, you go off to a library and find out what sort of penguin a penguin biscuit penguin is, because there are 17 different types of penguin. So off I went and found out it's an emperor penguin that we needed. So that was in January, and by June we were ready to shoot the first penguin biscuit commercial with live penguins. But we had all sorts of problems again. One should never work with children and animals, one hears in the industry. And we had terrible problems with the penguins. Problem number one being we were now shooting in the summer and their winter plumage had gone and they had summer plumage, which was brown and yellow. We wanted black and white penguins. So believe it or not, we actually ended up painting them with water-based paint. So, you know, terrible problems.
Painting the penguins, I can just visualize that. And yeah. You and I talked off the air, and I asked you this question, you know, who was your biggest client and what was your coolest launch that you ever did with them?
Yes, okay, I'll mention it again. My biggest client was M&M Mars, that make Mars chocolates, Mars pet foods, and Mars human foods. What I did for them, or one of the things I did for them, was to launch M&M's into Moscow. A fascinating time. It was still when the Berlin Wall was in place, and still very much the Soviet Union, the old Cold War enemy. And we got permission to put up a stall in the Red Square. And there we were giving out bags of M&M's to parents and children who couldn't understand at all why these Americans would be giving away candy. Is there a catch somewhere, you know? We did this. We visited a number of homes for destitute children. We ran we sponsored a Bolshoi Ballet performance for children of Moscow to visit. And of course they all had their M&Ms to eat as well during the show. And this proved great fun. But as I say, they just couldn't work out why this company, you know, that's always been trying to bring down Mother Russia, these Americans, why were they giving away free candy? And we had a great time with the children.
I love that story. I mean, I could just see them. What are M&Ms? What does that mean? And then tasting them and watching their faces as they tasted what an M&M was probably spectacular.
There's one other story actually that goes with it, if we have the time, and that is we had to get the M&Ms into Russia. And it was decided that the way to do this would be to get a truck from their Dutch factory to go overland and in across the border. I got one of the camp directors to go to the border in advance to talk to the customs officers and make sure that with a little help of his expenses, they might be prepared to nod the product through without too many problems. Well, the truck arrived and they decided just to check one box. And box 34, I think it was, said M&Ms. So they opened up the one box to have a look inside, and it was contraband. It was M&Ms watches, which we were planning to give away to children. And so suddenly, big problems. Every box was opened. And I think the children of the customs officers on the border must have eaten themselves sick with M&Ms from there on in, because we had to give away an awful lot of product to get them to wade through the rest of the boxes through to Moscow.
Wow, that's a crazy story. And in your book, you know, you talk about being an advertising man. Was it similar to the television show Mad Men?
There are similarities, but I really don't think there were too many people involved in Mad Men who had actually been working in an advertising agency. It's not quite like that.
It's not quite as all kibitzing and going out all day long for drinks and all that.
That's right. Well, I've had a little alcohol from time to time, but it isn't like that, no. It is a little more like that in the big offices, like, you know, New York and Chicago and London and so on.
Yeah.
But when you're setting up an office in Shanghai, it's not like that at all.
I bet. You know, it's interesting because I love the title, Penguins to Paradise. So what was paradise? Yeah. Where was paradise?
Paradise is, in fact, in this case, Bangkok, because when I decided to retire, I was based at the time in Hong Kong, and I decided what I would do was get home to England by a number of stepping stones, calling in on a number of the offices that I had worked in, like Singapore and Kuala Lumpur and so on. And I ended up in Bangkok, lying on a lounger close to the pool in the shade of the Oriental Hotel, a hotel that's frequently been voted the best hotel in the world. And in my hand, I had a nice glass of cold beer. And I thought to myself, this is pretty close to paradise. So I started off with penguins, which were hell, and ended up with a cold beer, which was paradise.
Well, I love it. This book is so, so entertaining. What do you want people to take away from reading your book, which they can get on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all over the place?
Yeah. Well, basically, an understanding of how brands are developed, how they are advertised. I mean, people are aware, obviously, of advertising. They hate these little 30-second commercials that break up their favorite program on TV or whatever medium. But they really don't know the background. And if you ask people, you know, are you affected by advertising? They always say, no. Although we know from sales figures and brand awareness figures that they are very much affected by advertising. So I would like them to actually understand rather more about the process. And as I said before, I'd like them to have a really good laugh doing so.
I like that. So laugh, and you actually would learn something. I agree with you. There's things that you could apply to whatever you're doing by reading Patty's book. Patty, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. and cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Emerson joins us. She has written in Tucson, Arizona, and she has written a book called Spiritual Mazes and Puzzles. Shelley, thanks for coming on and tell us about why you wrote the book.
I'm a born-again Christian and have had epilepsy all my life. I have gone for up to 7 years without seizures, few anxieties. I've got to thank God for that being there is no biological family in Tucson. I'm not letting the epilepsy control me. I control it as life goes on. My parents influenced me with that through my childhood years. When I started to receive Social Security for my disability, I was told, you're dependent, but live independently. Don't depend on others to do everything for you. Do it yourself. That prepared me for my daily life, my daily living now, as I live on my life in society today. Due to the crossing of either my left or my right eye, seeing a doctor, and cranial surgery was brought in to discussion, my spirit started hearing the words of a couple of songs titled Mountains Have to Move, and keys are present. Mountains have to move, but the theme, I can do all things, see Christ who strengthens me. Mountains have to move, I'll live my way. I can do all things, see Christ who strengthens me. Mountains have to move when people pray. Those words give you the courage. Philippians 4:13. He's ever present. He's ever present in time of need. A faithful companion, caring for me, showing his mercy to those who receive. He's ever present. Try to believe. The first few words of this song came to my mind when I was taken in the cranial surgery. They both still help me today. Because of Jesus, I survived the cranial surgery in 2001, won a battle of Social Security, and am surviving my daily life without family. To God, all things are possible. Though you have troubles and trials, God will guide you through. Jesus has been walking with me all my life.
Wow. What do you want people to take away from your book?
I became quite creative due to sitting on the floor and resting after having a seizure. I was told, don't just sit there, do something. So I started coloring and drawing things following me having a seizure. After I gave my life to Jesus, and I asked my parents multiple times, why me? Why do I have to have seizures? And I was told several times, the Lord could be using you in some way. After taking a few art courses in college, just for fun, as I worked on my general education, learning about drawing was having a theme. I could see it after my father had his stroke. In 1996, because he was not able to swallow, he could not speak. After he had the stroke that was caused by a blood clot in his brain, I believe it was because of the drawings I did after having the seizure, I was able to help my father communicate, draw objects of daily life. I have two multi-intelligence as to visual and verbal. Learned this from a progress class in 2007. The Spiritual Mazes and Puzzles book is my first published book. Because of creating several mazes through the years, after having a seizure and sharing them with a few friends while working on my GE testing, they suggested I publish the mazes. Magazines, newspaper magazines, etc. It took me more than 10 years to find a publisher that would publish mazes and puzzles. Kind of writing several stories of experience during a writing class, my friends said, make a book out of it. There was scripture they can look back at if they want to, for research, if wanted. The American History Maze has some of the history of the United States of America listed. World War I, World War II, Civil Rights, Memorial Day, and Independence Day. Those are days to remember as to World War I, World War II, and Civil Rights, where our troops were and are out on the fields of war to protect our country.
Wow. Well, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate it, Shelley. Again, Spiritual Mazes and Puzzles, and taking us on the journey that you've been through with epilepsy and how you came out on the other side and how it led to finally getting this book published.
Those who read and play the games, I would hope they enjoy the games and grow in God's Word and appreciate the military, what they have done, and what are doing to protect our country. God bless America. My website is authorspirit.com. It can be located on westwellpress.com in their bookstore or amazon.com.
Great. Thank you. All right, Shelley Emerson, a proud resident of Tucson, Arizona, where she's lived for a couple of years. And, you know, it's interesting because of her epilepsy, she became pretty creative when she was resting after a seizure. And she was talking about there, she would color, she would draw, and it was therapeutic. It helped her relax. She learned from other college courses about having a theme and a drawing or writing and the visual and the verbal, because you think of music and speeches and what you have to do under those when you're dealing with that sort of a thing, when you're talking about, you know, when you're talking about having epilepsy. And, you know, she says 4 years after the diagnosis of having epilepsy, she is when she became a born-again Christian. And she said she was raised in a Christian environment. When we talked up there, she talked about this, and she was taught to stand up for what she believed in. And so she says that, you know, essentially she found her way back, I guess, is what it would be. And she thought about some of the things that were happening to her and what she could do and what she could give back. And she says her epilepsy prepared, you know, her mother to take care of her father and her by herself, which then prepared her to take care of her father for 5 years by herself after her mother passed away. And because of all that, you listen to that conversation that we had, that because of that, she's able to live much more independently, even though it's difficult. Because you can imagine when you look at epilepsy and you look at what can happen there neurologically, and you think of her writing this, you know, these spiritual mazes and puzzles, and you heard her mention the military soldiers and who's serving the country and remembering them. And I think it's just wonderful that she had the opportunity to do this book, that she was able to get it published, that she was able to put in things that affected her. And it's just a beautiful landscape on the cover. You know, just incredible. It pulls you in. And she says that the book can help you grow stronger. That you know, you look at America, and that's what she did in these spiritual mazes and puzzles. And I think she's extraordinary because she was able to do an interview with us, and she was able to tell us some of the reasons why she did it and how important it was to her. So bravo. And we can highlight anyone in our listening audience and tell their story. I think it's wonderful. So good for Shelley Emerson. And again, you can, of course, get her book on Amazon, Spiritual Mazes, and Puzzles. Thanks so much for listening to this show. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.